All right, so as I was writing this down, it was a really good exercise for me in terms of just remembering and convicting and things like that. It was a good practice. And we kind of used one of Matt Whitling's ideas with assembly saying, we've been there with our kids. And one of the ones we have used that I remember for myself too is eyes on Christ. So that, I feel like, is the goal of my testimony, and hopefully that's what comes through. For his mercy endures forever. My testimony is an example of God's enduring mercy. As Pastor Wilson's metaphor has been, the sun has been up since I was born. And while I remember asking Jesus into my heart at a young age and being baptized in the Howell swimming pool, I don't remember a time when I did not believe he was Lord. But then there's that passage in Luke that hits you with a testimony like mine. So Jesus is speaking to the Pharisee who he's eating with, and their sinful woman is washing his feet. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. So have I been forgiven little? I've been in Moscow my whole life. My mom's side is a longtime Moscow resident. I'm a fourth generation Moscovite. And my sweet Lutheran grandmother was quite the family historian. She would pull out albums, showing us pictures and telling us stories. Her father immigrated from Sweden to avoid the draft and came to Moscow. My dad's side is from Michigan, and he was the one to locate in Moscow as a result of his friends, the Wilsons. His grandfather, Hubert, a very talented artist who painted covers for GM, was a Christian. We've held giant family reunions on that side since I was a kid. Of his Hubert's six children, one of whom was my grandfather, 16 grandchildren, 36 great-grandchildren, and currently 43 great-great-grandchildren, the majority are proclaiming Christians, and I'm blessed to know most of them. Before I was born, my parents helped found Logos, and I grew up in Christchurch, although it was CEF when I was a kid, Community Evangelical Fellowship. Our life was shaped by Logos. In many ways, I literally grew up in the halls. I probably spent more time there than at home. One time, we even got to ride in a bus that my dad picked up from Oregon for the school and drove back home. And I can still sing some of the Bible verses that Matt Whitling put to music when I was a third grader. So now I'm here with my husband, Mike. We're raising our children, attending Christchurch, and sending our kids to Logos. Mike's family is from Michigan and has long roots in the States. Asa Church, who we named our oldest son for, was a captain in the War for Independence. Haswell Church, who we named our second son for, is written up in the history of Jericho, Vermont, as a man of rugged force and sterling character. But it was Mike's dad who left the Christian Science beliefs. His mom's side is solid Dutch Reformed, and our kids are privileged to know and absolutely love their faithful great-grandparents. So why does all this history matter? Our job is to further the leaven, to know where we came from and to love it, to teach our children to love it. Last week, I came home from school pickup, and my pizza dough had silently risen, spilling over and off the counter, threatening our kitchen. So, therefore know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. He remembers his covenant forever, the word which he commanded for 1,000 generations. God is faithful. His mercy endures forever to 1,000 generations. But we look at Israel in the wilderness or entering the land of Canaan, and what was their sin? They forgot God's faithfulness. They grumbled and complained. Easy things to do. Easy things to write off as small, justifiable sins. But that unthankful spirit, that forgetfulness and lack of faith led to 40 years of wandering. Years of blessings followed by entertaining other nations' gods and falling away. So have I been forgiven much? Have I forgotten? Have I grumbled and complained and been angry? Yes. Do I remember what God has done for my family? Do I know the stories of how God has been faithful? How he sent the doctor in to tell my mom he wasn't charging her for my birth when my parents had a low income? How he protected my brother, born 3 months premature? Do I follow in this just because my parents did? Am I a Christian simply because I was raised that way? Well, of course, yes. But this is my history, and these are my people. this is my faith, and this is my God. 1,000 generations is built one at a time. Leaven working its way out. Whenever God grabs us, we have been forgiven a massive debt. Christ pulls it further. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. This debt of forgiveness is a weight that is only increased by each generation raised in Scripture. The blessing of being raised in Scripture in a line of faithful generations is that soil, in that soil of, is rich and dark, full of compost and freshly turned. Imagine pulling a big weed out of dirt like that. It can still take a bit to tug it out. It can have caused damage to other plants and sucked out nutrients, but it is far easier to remove than one in solid clay. Jan Sawyer made the comment to me that deep roots make it hard to blow someone over. And I inherited deep roots. My kids have inherited deep roots. But laziness or a lack of gratitude, to temptation to grumbling, can rot them quickly. So now my responsibility is to continue those stories of faithfulness to my kids. Do they know how God has been faithful in my life? Am I preparing them to handle the trials and tests that will come their way? Do I love the standard in such a way that they will too? And do I thank God for these trials? So 2 years ago, I went in for an ultrasound with my kids in the waiting room, only to see no heartbeat on my sweet baby. Is God faithfully keeping his promises? If I truly believe that, how do I explain to my kids God's faithfulness in taking home our baby? And yet God was so kind in that trial. I had accidentally left a CD of the Brothers Down in my car and hit play on it with my finger the week before. I had Psalms in my head for a whole week. A friend had shared a similar experience during a Bible study. And I sat in that room knowing that the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. And I know that my family was there ready to greet that baby. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And God won't forget. God is faithful. What wondrous love is this? God loves much, and God is forgiven much. So blessed is the name of the Lord.